Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name and ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, James Patrick Petrella, 326-960.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my far left is the Honorable David Louis Quinones. Next to him, come down the line, is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as representing your parole officers, Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Petrella, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yeah, that's correct. I signed it after I got back to DOC.
Okay, so on that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney to represent you at your own expense, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Petrella?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you of your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the allegation on the warrant states that you're violating the Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at V-Bay 2015 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 31st, 2018, as verbally directed and in writing on October 31st, 2018. Says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Petrella, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. So when did you state that that's false? I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information that I'll get back with you. Just stand by.
I'm ready, sir.
Yes, sir.
Allegation number one. On 11-1-2018, P.O. Gross received an email from Meadbury stating Petrella James 326-960 was set to report to Meadbury on 10-31-2018 to establish residence. Defender failed to report to Meadbury on 10-31-2018 and establish residency. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Follow-up to number one. On 11-8-2018, P.O. Agard attempted to contact the offender's emergency contact, Father James Petrella. The offender's mother, Deborah Petrella, called P.O. Avery back. Deborah stated that she talked to the offender on 10-31-2018 and advised him that he should go to the halfway house so he can successfully complete his parole. Deborah stated that the offender got mad and hung up on her and she hadn't heard from him since. On 11-8-2018, P.O. Avery contacted the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and verified the offender wasn't in custody at this time. P.O. Avery knows no other means to locate the offender's whereabouts.
So, Mr. Petrella, what's not true about that, sir?
Well, sir, the thing is that I have read that several times, and I was hospitalized and brought in the paperwork because I have Crohn's disease, so I was in several different hospitals. I had to get new insurance, a bunch of stuff I was going through health-wise. I had to get a colonoscopy. I had a couple surgeries done, and I brought in the paperwork, and they just weren't having it. They didn't think that that was an excuse, and I had to take care of my health first. So
who did you take the paperwork to, sir?
I took it to the parole office. I came in on the initial reporting date, and then I came in a couple weeks later with the paperwork, and then I went back in again on December 20th and brought everything to the parole office, and I met with Miss Avery's supervisor and showed him everything as well. So I wasn't purposely not going to check in the halfway house, I was hospitalized, and I have paperwork proving so.
Okay, well, because we were hospitalized, you didn't check into the program, is that right?
Correct, yeah. I had a bad Crohn's flare up because I wasn't getting any of my care. I take the Humira shots, and they weren't giving me any of my medicine or any of the shots when I was in DOC for those 7 to 8 months. So when I got out, it was pretty bad, and I had to have a couple surgeries and a colonoscopy and all kinds of stuff going on. So.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and move this on to phase two. So I'm going to move to find that based on the information warrant number 2018W3237 and information from the parole officer and from the warrant, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Petrelli was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move into phase two of the hearing after this. It was motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. We're going to move into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We will start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I want to go over some information with you, see if the board has any questions, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you think is relevant to the board, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Petrelli was released from ADC custody on 10-29-2018 and arrested on 12-20-2018 by ADC. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 12-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3-20-2019 with 50 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of a rule violation that was informally resolved. Other arrest, 5-3 of 2018, child neglect, Ohio, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1, B3.
Okay, so I see that when you were released on October 31st, you were approved to reside at Vibray 2501 West Elm Street, but you failed to report to Vibray because you said that you had some medical conditions and you weren't able to go there. So who did you turn your medical paperwork to, sir? What was the situation?
Well, I was actually in the hospital that day because I was on the 31st, and I ended up back in the hospital that same night that I was supposed to go check in. So I had all the paperwork stating where I was at, and I showed it to Miss Avery, who is my parole officer and her supervisor as well. And I came into the office and voluntarily turned myself in. I was aware that there was a warrant. I'm smart enough to look it up on the computer. I knew what was going on, so I came in and presented the paperwork, and the supervisor, he was not having it, so.
Okay, so who did you turn the paperwork in to? I'm going to go with Mr. Turner, but did he turn in the paperwork?
Ms. Avery and her supervisor. I don't remember her supervisor's name, but my pro officer was in the room, and her supervisor, whoever her head is over there, that's who I turned it into. They went over the paperwork.
All right, sir, I'll read a few OMS notes.
Okay.
On 12-7-2018, Ms. Avery put on 12-7-2018, the offender showed up at the parole office at 4 p.m. stating that he has been in and out of the hospital since his release from prison. The offender was directed to report back to the parole office on 12-10-2018 and bring all of his hospital paperwork. On 12-11-2018, by Ms. Avery, on 12-11-2018, the offender contacted P.O. Avery and stated that he left her office on Friday, 12-7, and went back to the hospital, and that's why he didn't report to the parole office on 12-10-2018, P.O. Avery advised the offender that he needed to report in person to the parole office as soon as he was released from the hospital and to bring all of his hospital paperwork to include every hospital he went to. That was the last contact, 12-11, until 12-20, on 1220, offender staffed with MWRO supervisor, Mr. Maynard. Offender stated that he was in and out of the hospital during his supervision. Offender admitted to using the hospitals to doctor shop for drugs. Offender limited because he cannot report, cannot be placed into MRC or PRC because of his history claimed of medical issues. So the offender was arrested and returned to custody.
So what is doctor shop for drugs?
At the best of my knowledge, means that he goes from doctor to doctor with his condition to get drugs.
Well, I simply just showed my parole officer my prescriptions. So if they call that doctor shopping, me being honest and telling them what the hospital prescribed me, then, I mean, I guess you can call it that, but...
Okay, so you were in and out of the hospital, so while you were in and out of the hospital, why didn't you contact, you haven't contacted your PO on the...
I contacted her and told her that I would be coming in as soon as I was released from the hospital. On the 20th, I took an Uber from St. Luke's in Tempe right to the parole office as soon as I was released. So when I was done with all my procedures and surgeries and colonoscopies, upper GI, I mean, you guys understand this is a health issue. You can die from Crohn's disease. I'm still very young. I've had it since I was 19, and I was just trying to get the help that I needed. And I had to switch some insurances, so I had to go back and forth to the hospital. And I went in, I was honest with them. I said, this is what they prescribed me. This is what I'm currently taking. And I showed them the paperwork as well as the prescriptions that I was being prescribed. So.
Well, so if the board has any additional questions. Same additional questions coming from the board, sir. How are you doing on the medications now, sir? How are you doing on your...
They're not giving me any of the medications that I had, and I'm losing a lot of weight, and I can't eat any of this food. I'm having diarrhea and throwing up. I can't eat anything with skin, seeds, a lot of spicy stuff, so I can't eat most of the stuff that comes out of the kitchen. So they haven't given me any of my Humira shots, no pills that I take, Azacol, nothing that's on my medication list I received. They haven't even called me up to medical. So
how long were you incarcerated before you was out on community supervision?
I was from May 5th until October 29th, so about roughly six months.
Okay. All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. There are no additional questions coming from the board. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, that would be relevant to your case at this time?
Yeah, I just want the board to know that I wasn't deliberately disobeying or disrespecting anybody. It was just a health issue which I needed to seek attention for, and it was difficult because I had to switch insurances. When I got out, I didn't have the same insurance, so I had to go to a hospital that would accept my insurance for the certain procedures and surgeries I had to have. So I was just hoping the board would take into consideration that I do need to get this health situation squared away. And even though I do leave March 20th, I'm willing to go back out and go to the halfway house and check in with my doctor and get my health taken care of that way. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So the board's going to go into communications, and we're going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Petrella, to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
The board's now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Petrella did have some incidents where he was in and out of the hospital. As he stated, he was in and out of the hospital, that he did go to his parole office on December 7th, 11th, and the 20th, and the other times he was in and out of the hospital. He, according to Mr. Turner, I don't think he ever, the parole office ever received all the documentation that he needed for the hospital, but he was in and out of the hospital because of some injuries. He says that he was actually having some surgery and colonoscopy, along with some other things that he was having. However, per the parole office, they have no documentation in there of any of those things. Based on that information, I think it's going to be best. Mr. Petrella is going to be released in a couple of months on March 20th of 2019. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. We're free to move about and hopefully go ahead and take care of all his medical needs, and hopefully he's successful so that he don't have any more negative contact with law enforcement or have to ever come back before this board again. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. I see no other comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to move to revoke the community supervision on Mr. Petrella, find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. He had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways of company as he was absconded for 50 days. And he says that he was in and out of the hospital, but we have no idea for sure of exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agrees with myself. Second, Mr. Neil. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Dr. Raj. Okay. Okay, Mr. Petrella, the board voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 20th of 2019, sir, which is just a couple of months away. During this time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision during that period of time, sir. You'll be free to move about, and hopefully you'll be able to take care of your medical condition, sir, not have any negative contact with law enforcement, and be a productive citizen from that point on, sir. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today, sir. Please just set the phone down so that the next person can come in.